Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Velocity Athletic Training Radio, created by Layla Helena Smolak, your number one personal trainer with 35 years experience in areas of consulting, management, corporate wellness, and training clients from all walks of life. Here's your host, Layla Helena Smolak.
Welcome, fans and followers, to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. I'm your host, Layla Smolak, and I'm coming to you live from Blaine, Washington, USA. Follow Velocity Athletic Training Radio, on iTunes, YouTube, iHeart Radio, Google Play, and Spreaker. If you're interested in advertising your products and services on Velocity Athletic Training Radio, by all means, contact me at iwin@velocityathletictraining.com. All right, before I begin today's topic, I would love to give a huge shout-out to Blaine Everyday Fitness, located at 1733 H Street, Unit 850. Contact number is area code 360-332-7210. And it is with great pleasure to announce that Velocity Athletic Training will, in collaboration with Blaine Everyday Fitness, will be offering conditioning classes as well as personal training services beginning in September of 2020. We will be providing updates as per CDC policies regarding the COVID-19, and at present, Blaine Everyday Fitness is following phase two of the reopening process. And at present, I am not offering any personal training services. Just getting all my certifications up to U.S. standards. Quite exciting. So we will keep everybody posted in relation to that. The main goal here is to make Blaine healthy. All right. So the balancing of electrolytes. So before I get into that discussion, the role of electrolytes in the body. So if we look at the term electro in short form for electrical, okay, and what electrolytes do physiologically is they fire up and regulate nerves and muscle functions. They also hydrate the body and repair damaged muscle tissue. Okay, so the electrolytes are made up of minerals, and those minerals include sodium, potassium, calcium, chloride, and phosphate. So, you know, you're probably wondering, well, what are, you know, how does this happen? How do I balance out the electrolytes, and why would they go out of whack? What causes an imbalance of electrolytes? Number one, in my eyes, first one is overtraining. And I'm going to share a personal story. I was on the track team in high school, which meant we trained almost every day after school. And once I finished training with my track team, I would head on over to my part-time job at the local gym, Catherine's Lady Fitness, where I taught five classes every day. And those classes consisted of high impact, low impact, and aqua fitness classes. Now, when I say high impact, and these classes were only 30 minutes and in duration. So it meant 30 minutes of high impact jumping, doing jumping jacks, moving laterally, diagonally, moving forward and back. And during those movements, we're bouncing. Okay, knees are, you know, we're doing knee lifts, leg extensions, and our arms are, you know, moving in an anterior plane. And it was just high intensity. So now imagine my window time between training with my team and then going, heading off to work part-time and to do more training. I didn't have much time for nutrition in between. So what happened one evening was I was teaching a class. It was a high-impact class, and it was sudden. It was just a sudden, I got cold, and I would feel feverish. And, you know, I completed the class, and I just felt not well. I knew something was off in my body. So I went to the manager. I said, you know what, I don't feel well. I'm freezing, and I feel like I'm getting feverish. And then as well, this was really scary, was that I started to get chest pain. And I thought, oh, my gosh, am I having a heart attack? I mean, I'm too young to be having a heart attack. So immediately, Dad picked me up. We went to the hospital. They hooked me up on machines, checked the heart. And the doctor came in and said, okay, how is it that you're still alive? You know, you're talking to a 17-year-old doc. And I just looked back at him and I thought, I said to him, well, what do you mean? He said to me, your potassium levels are so low that your heart is, you know, not beating properly. So I had been depleting one mineral of the ones that I mentioned, okay, which is the sodium-potassium ratio is vital for heart, you know, for your bodily or physiologically equilibrium. Okay, that's the best way to describe it. So, what was his recommendation? 3 bananas a day. Bananas have high potassium, and he even asked me, "Are you an athlete?" And I said, "Yeah," and of course. I told him what I was doing, how I was training, and he said, you are, like, just depleting the potassium levels completely. It is an electrolyte. And just think, back then, you know, information wasn't so available as it is today. So, you know, it was a rude awakening for me. But this is why I say, number one, overtraining can cause an imbalance of your electrolytes. So be very clear about that. Be aware, I should say, of how much training you're putting in to a session. Now, if you are not fully ready, you know, there are trainers out there. I'm not going to dodge anybody. You know, this is not the purpose of this discussion. But I've seen it happen in gyms where, you know, a newcomer comes in and the trainer either wants to impress themselves or more than likely impress the client, of course, but they put them through the ringer and the client is off from going back into training because they are too sore, you know. So be mindful of that as well in how your trainer is approaching your training sessions, at what intensity your trainer is putting you through, because that can also cause an imbalance and can actually set you back if your body's not ready for that workload, that intensity. Okay? Another cause of imbalance, sweating, obviously. You're losing water. Electrolyte levels also fluctuate with your water levels. So if you're sweating, you know, you have an intense workout, you're sweating, you're losing electrolytes. Poor diet, Okay, perfect example. As I mentioned, I shared my story with my listeners. I was depleting my body of a valuable mineral, potassium, which helps with regulating heartbeat. Severe dehydration. I see it all the time. You know, people don't bring water with them to the gym, right? Your acid alkaline can be imbalanced as well. And sadly to say, the last cause could be age, right? As we start to climb that ladder, you know, our organs tend to slow down a bit more as well. So be mindful of that. So what are the remedies? Okay, number one, always consult with your physician prior to starting an exercise program. If you have any underlying issues, such as heart disease, diabetes, anything else, talk to the doctor. And as well, it is the responsibility of your trainer to ensure that you get medical clearance before you go into the, you know, into a training session with them. So be mindful of that as well. So remedies. Number one, remain hydrated. I drink 2 liters of water per day. And I know that sounds like a lot. It, you know, at times it feels like a lot. And drink water during your workout. It doesn't have to be big gulps, just small sips here and there throughout your workout. Keep yourself hydrated. I know water is tasteless. You know, it becomes boring to drink it. So flavor it up. You know, my favorite is I throw in some mint, lemon, cucumber slices, and it just adds a different flair or flavor to the water. Experiment. You know, add berries if you like fruit. Throw in some blueberries, strawberries, or cherries. You know, cherries are good for kidneys. So, you know, don't become stagnant with drinking 2 liters of water per day. So flavor it up. As well, you can add, there's a lot of electrolyte sport drinks out there. There's many brands. You know what? I'm not a favorite of them. My taste buds just don't jive with them at all, so I stick with my water. Meal plans, you can add, I mean, there are, you know, certain vegetables out there that can help with your electrolyte balance. And let's take, for example, sodium. Now, again, if you have any heart disease, I'm running out of time here. Let's look at sodium. A good source of sodium, dill pickles, tomato juices, sauces, soups, etc. Potassium, potatoes with skin or a banana. Magnesium, halibut, pumpkin seeds, spinach. And then calcium, of course, any sort of dairy like yogurt, milk, ricotta, vegetables, collard greens, spinach, kale, sardines. Again, consult with your physician prior to embarking on a health and wellness as well as a nutrition program. All right, for wrapping it up, thank you for tuning in. Everybody out there, stay healthy, strong, and most importantly, be positive. Visit me at www.velocityathletictraining.com. I am now over and I am out.
Thank you for tuning in to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. Follow, like, and subscribe. Visit Layla at www.velocityathletictraining.com. Get up, move, unleash your inner athlete, be it, live it.